Thank you for the introduction. I find it a privilege to be among all the students here. As was said, my name is Andy Tyler, and I'm going to be talking to you about polymer-coated urea as a nitrogen fertilizer for turf grass, in particular Kentucky bluegrass, and I'm going to discuss optimal timing and rates of application. To start off, we focus on turf grass in our research because it is the leading irrigated crop in the U.S., coming in over 27 million acres, and that comes in to be about 2% of the total land surface area. In addition, we use turf grass in our lawns at home, perhaps not here in Phoenix, Arizona, but in many parts of the country we do, because it cools the temperatures and it sequesters carbon into the soil. In addition, for recreation, we use it on our playing fields for football, soccer, etc. And when we talk about turf grass, we're really focused on nitrogen because it is the primary macronutrient. It is also the nutrient of greatest need because it is so transient in the environment. And there are patent visible symptoms when it is deficient in the soil. So recommendations exist for how much nitrogen to be delivered on turf grass, though those recommendations are seldom used, and what we most often see in practice is that there is over-fertilization. And there are serious implications of over-fertilization of nitrogen. So just to start, the first one in turf grass is excessive shoot growth. This is important because there's going to be more mowing, more maintenance, and the associated costs with that. I'd like to note here as well that if you cut off more than a third of the blade of turf grass, it creates permanent damage to the turf. You will have poor rooting with over-fertilization. This leads the turf grass to be more susceptible to disease like Pythium blight and brown patch. And in addition, there are environmental implications to this as well. The main ones being leaching of nitrate into groundwater and nitrate and ammonium into surface water bodies, which creates anoxic conditions and eutrophication. And lastly, we have nitrous oxide and ammonium volatilization, or ammonia, excuse me, ammonia volatilization. Nitrous oxide, anthropogenically, 78% of it comes from over-fertilization, and it is also 298 times more potent than carbon dioxide in global warming potential. The most common source of nitrogen fertilizer that we use on turf grass today is urea. However, it's inefficient and releases quickly because common practice is to deliver it monthly, and it's readily available into the environment. So worldwide manufactured urea volatilizes 10%, and it leaches quite easily. Polymer-coated urea, however, is a urea coated in a polymer with micropores, which allow water vapor and water to enter through the micropores. And when the environment warms, those micropores expand, allowing a controlled release of urea into the environment. And our lab has done prior studies which have shown that this leads to less loss to volatilization and leaching and greater plant uptake. The materials and methods we used was 2 years. It was a 2-year study with loam and sand. For sake of brevity, I'm just going to talk to you about the loam. We used Kentucky bluegrass in 4 varieties. We had a standardized random study with 4 replications. And we took weekly measurements of height and normalized difference vegetative index, which is an infrared measure of the plant verdure and greenness. So it gives us what the plant is doing and how its health is. In addition, I'd like to point out that we did take biomass visual ratings, crown density, root mass, and carbon and nitrogen concentrations. But for sake of brevity, I'm just going to focus on height and NDVI. And if you'd like to talk about those other ones, I can do that after. Here are our treatments. We had a 0 nitrogen control. And then we had grower standard of practice, which, like I said before, is urea delivered monthly at a rate of 19.5 grams per meter squared. And our next treatment was polymer-coated urea, 1 application in just the spring to last the full year. Our next treatment was polymer-coated urea in late summer, once, to last the whole year. We had a treatment of polymer-coated urea applied twice, once in early spring, once in late summer. And then we had a treatment of polymer-coated urea that was applied three times, once in the early spring, once in the late summer, and then again in late fall. In addition to the two application treatments, we wanted to vary the rates to see if we could use less fertilizer but yield the same results. And so we used a full 100% rate, a 75% rate, and a 50% rate. And I'd also like to add that with the polymer-coated urea treatments, we used 2/3 polymer-coated urea and 1/3 ammonium sulfate. And with the grower standard of practice, we used 2/3 urea and 1/3 ammonium sulfate. So for the following graphs that I'm about to show, all of our data points are relative to the grower standard of practice, which again was a monthly delivery of the urea. And when we talk about NDVI, we want to be at this grower standard of practice or above because we want to show that we can fertilize less but have the same great verdure of turf grass. And when we talk about height, however, we'd like to be at the GSP or lower because high height is unwanted. It leads to more mowing, more clippings, and the associated costs with that. So we'll jump into the first graph of one application versus two application of NDVI. These square data points indicate the one applied in spring. We can see we spike in NDVI at the beginning, but several months later it decreases substantially, so that NDVI is well below the grower standard of practice, and this was unsatisfactory. Very similarly, for the one application in the fall, we saw that there was a spike in NDVI, but as you can see, this graph from the year before, this is year two, from the year before, the NDVI was doing poorly until it was reapplied for that year. So this was unsatisfactory to us. We wanted a more stable NDVI throughout the year. So the two application was able to do that fairly well. This is the circles. And it dips down in the late summer, but once it's reapplied for its second time, it returns back to grower standard of practice, and we found that satisfactory. So to review, we rejected the polymer-coated urea 1 app for both spring and summer, and we accepted the full rate for two application treatment. When we looked at one application versus two application in the height, we saw very similar results in that the one application in the spring jumped up in height, but then throughout the months fell well below. And when we looked at the application in the fall, it jumped up significantly. This G right here indicates that it was significantly higher than grower standard of practice. And this is worrisome to us because, like I said before, a high height is going to lead to more mowing, more clippings, potentially scalping the turf. With the two application treatment, it was fairly variable. However, when we applied it the second time, it did jump up in height, but not significantly as in shown with the fall application. So for that reason, we rejected both the PCU applications one time in the fall and in the spring, but we accepted the full application that was applied twice throughout the summer. When we looked at the rates of the two applications, we actually found that the 100% rate and 75% rate were statistically the same. However, the 50% rate was below NDVI. So for that reason, we found similar results in that the 100% and 75% were statistically the same. However, in height, it was significantly lower with the 50%. So for that reason, we accepted that we could decrease 25% and yield the same results. However, 50% was just a little bit too hard on the turf grass. And I'd like to show you two applications versus three applications. We found that they were statistically the same for both NDVI and height. And so if you can apply something twice and get the same results as if you were to apply it three times, you should do that. So we rejected doing three applications. So to conclude, we found that one application in our study was not ideal. However, we're doing continued research. We would like to apply only once. So what we're going to do is postpone it later in the fall when the environment is a little cooler and the micropores are still shut so we can carry out those nutrients into the next season. We found that two applications worked very well. There was no significant difference between two applications and three, and that we can reduce two application rates by 25% without negative effects. Thank you. Yes?
I might have missed this, but
sure.
I assume these are plots laid out in a field somewhere?
Yes. These are done at the BYU greenhouse facilities right outside of that area.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we were. It was randomized, and we had four replications. They were 2 meters by 3 meters. That's something I'm not sure, but that's a very easy information that I could get to. I don't think so, because when we did our weekly measurements of NDVI and height and the other ones, we were taking randomized selections from within the plot, and so I think that if there was a buffer, I think it would have been okay. So, and without a buffer. Please. Yes. That's a great question. So what I mentioned before is we use 2/3 polymer-coated urea and 1/3 ammonium sulfate. We did that because turf grass tends to also be low in sulfur, and so we needed to give it a little bit more sulfur, and as well, ammonium is readily accessible to the plant, whereas we found that when we were just using full PCU, the turf grass was struggling a little bit. So we took an educated guess in those ratios, and so what we would like to do in the future is maybe do like 25% ammonium sulfate or even less if we could get away with it, and push our application later into the fall so that it's a little bit colder and see if the PCU can make it a full year. That would be ideal. Okay, thank you so much again. Appreciate it.